Hugh Thompson was a pilot, just like many more, fighting for old glory on a far-off foreign shore. He was on a lethal mission, only one of many, following his orders to kill the enemy, to kill the enemy. He flew low above the village, searching for the foe. When he saw a wounded child on the path below, he thought this to be a sure sign that the enemy was near. So he radioed for backup, and more choppers did appear. More choppers did appear. The wounded, he cried out, and beware of an attack. And then the child died by a bullet through her back. And when he looked around for the culprits of the scene, it was a company of men in U.S. military green. U.S. military green. The dead were in the hundreds, strewn all around, in this place called My Lai, which once had been a town. There was a hut of huddled children, soldiers had them in their sights. Hugh decided at that moment to fight for what was right. To fight for what was right. Weapons on the GIs, and his copter crews obeyed, and stood among the children, tattered and afraid. The whole town had been murdered, but for some kids and widowed wives, and Hugh Thompson made sure that those remaining would survive, that those remaining would survive. It was a 15-minute standoff in a knee-deep sea of red, amidst the moaning of the dying and the silence of the dead. Hugh Thompson was a soldier, and he served his country well on the day he saved the lives of a dozen kids in hell. Of a dozen kids in hell.